On the show today, we have Candace Crichton's very own Tansley Stearns sharing with us how exercise and good health habits have benefited her career, even if it means getting up at 3:30 in the morning. So check it out. Hey everybody, I'm Mike Lawson here with FitExec. Joining me on the show today is Tansley Stearns from Canvas Credit Union. You are the Chief People and Strategy Officer at Canvas Credit Union in lovely state of Colorado. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, doing great. Tansley, so what exactly, just for folks out there, you work at Canvas Credit Union in Colorado, and what exactly is Chief People and Strategy Officer? I just want to get a lay of the land of what you do for a living for everyone out there.
Yeah, for sure. So I work for Canvas Credit Union. We're a financial cooperative serving people here in Colorado along the Front Range. And my responsibility here is three areas. So marketing, people, which for some other organizations might be human resources, and then organizational strategy.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So a full plate for sure.
It's a lot of fun. I love wearing all the different hats, and that makes the day go flying by.
Yeah.
And we love the bridge with strategy and marketing and people, because you know, at the core of all those is really, you know, how do we share vision, how do we communicate better, how do we honor human beings, and I love all that good stuff. So
right on. Right on. All right. So let's get to the health part of it.
Let's do it.
You and I, we've known each other for quite a while now, and you we know you're a big runner. So you like you love to run. So
I love to run. Yes.
So how do these, so I'm gonna kinda, there's a lot of it that has to do with time management, because we all have families and jobs and other responsibilities and stuff. But how do you fit that in? Because you obviously you're wearing many hats at your job. And so I wanna start out, like, how do you time management, how do you fit in your exercise, and then we'll get into like rest and diet and that type of stuff. But initially, when do you fit in a run during the day? Because it sounds like you're pretty busy.
So I run or bike or swim, depending on what day of the week it is, at 3:50 a.m.
Oh my gosh, Tansley.
Yes, yeah. So I have borrowed every minute of the day that is left to borrow. I don't think that there's any more that I can do there. And I do it in the morning. When I first started, I've been passionate about running a long time. And when I was running in college, I always did it in the afternoon. I was not up at the crack of dawn running. But, you know, as my professional career progressed, it was really important. And especially as I have a family, I've got a 9-year-old daughter, Mackenzie. And so I like to do my workout in the morning, so it's not disrupting anybody else's life. Nobody can get crabby about it. And it really does center me. You know, people often ask me about, you know, are you racing, or, you know, what are you doing this for? And it's truly for my joy. It's my time to be centered and to make sure that I'm investing in my health, because I can't be great for Canvas, I can't be great for Mackenzie if I'm not feeling at my best. So 3:50 a.m. is how I put it in.
Wow. I heard Condoleezza Rice gets up at 3:30, so I think she has you beat by 20 minutes. So
she does. She's a better person than me. So yes, absolutely.
But you're in good company for sure. So how does this help you? Obviously it helps you with your family life, but how does it help you? Let's talk career or professional. Yeah. How does that help you in your profession? Because obviously probably creativity, production, that type of stuff. So how does it help center you, I guess?
Yeah, I think some of it is really around, you know, creating time and space that you can't focus on all that's in your head. You know, I am a person that has a hard time shutting down my brain. And when you are pushing your body pretty hard, that is something that then takes over, and it gives you that time to really clear everything out. And I find, you know, afterwards, even if it's really hard to get out of bed, what I notice is that after I'm done, I am in a much better place. Endorphins are a friend, and it does clear everything out up here. And I think that it does, to your point, lead to creativity. It, you know, I have sparks during those runs or bike rides where I think of good things. And so I think it really is core to who I am. I would struggle without it. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, almost everybody I've talked to on this topic is like, something happens while you're, whether it's running, riding a bike, swimming, just taking a walk, something triggers in the brain to where, oh my gosh, that's a great idea type of thing.
That's
so
right.
It's,
that's right.
I think it's 100% for sure. So what are some of the biggest challenges? Because I've heard, like, just getting that 1 foot out of bed to go work out or something, just that first step. Is that the same with you or something different?
It's become such a passion and habit of mine, and I am definitely a creature of habit. You can set your alarm by my day.
Oh, okay.
but some of the things that I have done that make it a little easier to get out of bed at 3:50, because there's no denying that that is a challenge. You know, I set my clothes aside in the night, so when I get up, all of that's
ready.
I make sure everything is all set. There are times when I've actually slept in my workout clothes because it's like it's one less step that I have to take.
All right, TMI.
Yeah, well, if you're gonna get out of bed and all you have to do is run to go run, that's easy, right? So I think that some of it's just about preparation, and then it is about ritual too. I think all of us are to a degree creatures of habit, and so I think creating that time and space that happens nearly the same time every day is part of it as well.
Indeed. So I'm going to get, now that we've discovered that you get up at well before the crack of dawn. So tell me about rest. How important is rest to you? Because I've read study after study after study and all these discoveries that they're making now about sleep and how it is super essential as far as being productive the next day, clarity, and even clearing out the toxins in your brain and things like that I've read. So what does it mean to you? What's rest mean to you?
Yeah, so I think that I am not so great at rest. I am really good at falling asleep, and people often ask, when do I go to bed if I'm going to get up at 3:50 in the morning? And I try to be in bed before 10. That doesn't always happen, but I try pretty hard. And I don't have any trouble falling asleep, but there was a time in my life for many years when I was a really good sleeper, and I wake up in the night now, and then it's hard for me to settle back down. So, that's a function of maturing, sadly.
Indeed. I hear you.
But I do, I know that all the science behind what I'm about to say says that it's faulty, but I do a bit of catch up on the weekends. I do not get up at 3:50 on Saturday and Sunday if I don't have to.
And, good for you.
My daughter's at an age now where she doesn't get up at 6, so, I can sleep till 7 sometimes, which is lovely. So, I do take an occasional nap, but there is no doubt I'm not getting as much sleep as probably what would be prescribed by a physician.
Well, everyone is different. Some people need more. Some people can go on less. So it's just kind of getting a lay of the land here. Yeah. So, traveling, a lot of us travel and finding time to do anything that's good for you while you're traveling is a challenge, whether it's eating, sleeping, or exercising. What advice, or what do you do, and then what advice do you have for folks out there that travel?
Yeah, so as I spent 6 years of my life as a road warrior and traveled probably 90% of the time, if not more. So I absolutely feel that. And one of the things that I found early on in my travel days was that routine really does matter. Mm-hmm. It's really easy to get into, now I'm traveling, so it's going to be really different. And I was very committed when I was traveling as much as I did. And even with as little as I travel now, I stick to that. I still get up at 3:50 in the morning. I used to take I eat a power bar in the morning for my breakfast. I used to take those in my bag with me. So I do think sticking to those routines. And then, you asked about tips. I always make sure that I am finding a hotel that has a treadmill or has a Peloton bike.
Yeah.
Something I enjoy. We're in fact traveling to Idaho this summer, and Woo-hoo. One of the factors in picking our VRBO home was that they have a Peloton bike that they said that I can use, so that's kind of cool. So I always do some of that planning, and that makes me feel like I know I can get the exercise that I want to, because I'm just a better person. I'm happier when I do it.
So. Yeah, I think everybody is.
No,
depending on the exercise, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's
right. So what does your daily schedule look like? I mean, do you do anything during the day as far as exercise, going for walks or actually let's get to, I don't want to get too deep into this, but your diet. I mean, what do you eat that gives you energy, that keeps you awake throughout the day or gives you energy, that type of stuff? Because a lot of us out there, we're just struggling to get a good diet. That's number one right there. That's keeps you level.
Yeah, for sure. So I am a vegetarian. I have been since I was 11. My reasons for doing it when I was 11 were really around choices. I didn't love meat. And my mom would tell you stories that, you know, if she made spaghetti, I would eat the noodles. If she took me to McDonald's, I'd eat the bun and the fries and not the burger. So I've never loved it and I don't miss it. And so I do think that that, you know, helps me to make healthier choices. And, you know, again, I'm pretty routine. Like I said, I eat a power bar that has a fair amount of protein first thing in the morning. Yeah. And that helps me, I think, to always make sure that I'm getting the protein that I need. And, and then I have some bad dietary habits. You know, I've got my Diet Coke right here.
Oh, my gosh. You know, oh, my gosh.
I know. That is not healthy. But, every one of us has to have a vice or two.
That's okay.
And I certainly have that. So.
That's okay. Do you have any, like, accountability mechanisms? Because a lot of folks out there, they have, like, somebody, a workout partner or somebody who's, hey, you know what, did you do what you needed? Did you go for a run this morning? That type of stuff. Somebody keeps us in line. Do you have any accountability mechanisms? Or like you said, we can set the clock by you.
You can kind of set the clock by me. Okay. I often laugh. I do wear an Apple Watch and, you know, that tracks all your movement. And I've often said, I'm not sure that this was made for someone like me because I don't know that I need to be doing more. You know, no, just, right. You should do more. And I'm like, I don't know. So I haven't had that. I did in college have a woman that I used to run with, and I found that it's really challenging to find a workout partner that really wants to do the same thing as you at the same time, at the same pace. She's the only person I found in my life where we were really in sync on that. But I also, there's a bit of my time that I enjoy about doing my workout alone. And, you know, I spend a lot of my day engaged with other human beings. And so that's a little bit of time for me too.
Yep. Agreed. Let's see here. Going through here. We did the rest. What advice do you have for somebody who might be just getting started in this? Because you obviously have a great schedule. You've been doing this for years and years. So you're really ingrained in it. There's a lot of folks out there who may be just getting started because it's, you know, obviously New Year's resolutions and things like that. Hey, let's get in shape for 2020, that type of thing. What advice do you have for folks who might be just getting started in this?
Yeah, I think setting a goal that is attainable and also a bit of a stretch. So oftentimes when people are beginning to run, you know, they may choose a 5K or a 10K to stretch towards. And I think that's a fun way to do it. You know, I also invite people, especially that are starting to run, and, you know, I have a lot of people that tell me, well, I hate running, it's so painful. You know, part of it is, you know, it's that kind of run walk. I mean, I remember when I was first beginning to run, you know, it would be go out for 20 minutes and it didn't matter. You know, I think some of it's around picking a measure that doesn't feel like too much pressure. Yeah, you know, you're not going to go out and run 6 minute miles when you're just beginning unless you're very, very gifted. And so, you know, how do you just say, you know, I'm going to just go out and run for a bit? And I think to a degree, you know, some of these devices, as helpful as they are, can also put additional pressure on. So sometimes, like, just go out and do it for a bit until it doesn't feel good, and then walk for a bit. And, you know, just moving, I think, is part of it.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Have you always, because you mentioned earlier about you've been doing this since you were a kid, basically. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us go through some sort of something happened. Oh my gosh, I have to run now, or I have to swim now, I have to exercise now. So it sounds like this has just been a part of your life. So is that much a true statement, or?
Yeah, it has. I had a little injury last year, which is really hard for me because I haven't had many injuries. I tripped and fell, and that has been true. I'm a bit clumsy, and almost every year I would fall when I was running. And when I was younger, it just was embarrassing, and I would have, you know, skinned knees and skinned elbows. And then this last year when I tumbled, you know, essentially after MRI and all that good stuff, it just was a deep bruise. Mm-hmm. But, you know, as you mature, it takes longer to have those things heal.
A little bit, so.
It caused me to get my Peloton bike. It caused me to start swimming. And so what I appreciate, even though it was really hard for me to go through, it has given me the gift of having some other activities that I'm mixing in. And my hope is that will also elongate the amount of time that I can do all those activities. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. So what are you like if you don't go for a run or as a...
It's not great. I have a dear friend, Chris Brianza, that worked with me at Colleen, and he used to tease, we don't want to have to work with you if you're not able to get your exercise in. So, yeah, it's really a big part of who I am. And I do think, you know, a lot about, you know, as I'm maturing, you know, how am I going to create a plan for that is really sustainable for my whole life? Because, you know, when I was younger, I used to love to do Jane Fonda's workout videos. And, you know, I've heard her talk about, you know, now that she is in her place in life, you know, that working out is a lot different. It's a lot more about yoga for her today than it is about other things. And so I'm trying to prepare my brain that there will always be something, but it may be different than it was when I was, you know, 12 or 13.
Right. And kind of a last question for you here. Do you think it's your health habits? Do you think they've really helped you out in your career? I mean, and is there a way that you can answer that? Because, I mean, I know it's kind of an intangible thing, but what would you say to that?
Well, I don't know that I could tell you that there's causality. What I could say for certain is that I think the discipline in my life has served me well, and that is part of it. Yeah. And I also think, you know, life is stressful. No matter what your role is in any organization, life is heavy these days, and all of us, I think, are trying to juggle a lot. And I am a big believer that investing in yourself and finding time and space for yourself in whatever way makes sense for you is a way for you to be better with all of those people that you serve, whether it's your family or the people in your organization or in your community. And so I do think that it helps me relieve stress. I think it has been a point of discipline, and I think it's also just a way that allows me to invest in myself so that I can be better for others.
Well stated. All right, Tansley, you're off the hot seat.
All right.
Thanks again. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Right. And keep running and stop the falling, all right? No more tripping.
If I could just not trip, it would be so helpful.
Good stuff. Tansley, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Well done.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.